The works of Charles Bukowski have been adapted for the screen several times, most notably in the 1987 film Barfly, which starred Mickey Rourke. Bukowski's second novel was the inspiration for a new film called Factotum. Here's Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan.
Factotum is a delicate melding of a trio of different sensibilities you would not think would naturally cohere. The bleak world of the despairing poet and novelist Charles Bukowski, the droll point of view of Norwegian director Bent Hamer, and the distinctly American independent acting style of stars Matt Dillon and Lily Taylor.
Look at you. Pouring yourself that good whiskey, let me sit here drinking this rock gut wine. You Mr. Big Time Horse Player.
I give you soul, I give you wisdom, I give you light and music and some laughter.
The result is a surprisingly satisfying film, true to both Bukowski and the movie itself. It's a work that manages to make the man and his profane world palatable without compromising on who he was and what he stood for. Bukowski, the voice of the by alcohol dispossessed, wrote more than 60 books depicting his life as a down-and-out author and heavy drinker. Director Hamer also has a reputation. His charming Kitchen Stories was a surprise art house hit a few years back. Factotum displays the director's gift for whimsical humor and trademark sense of absurdity.
You set the clock by the TV at midnight last night. We know that it gains 35 minutes every hour. It says 7:30 p.m. right now, but we know that's not right because it's not dark enough yet. Okay. That's 7.5 hours. 7 times 35 minutes.
Bukowski's alter ego, Henry Chinaski, is played with deadpan Buster Keaton grace by the gifted Matt Dillon, who is maturing into one of the most unexpectedly involving actors of his generation. His Chinaski has remarkable dignity and self-possession for a serious alcoholic who takes an endless series of odd jobs. The love of Chinaski's life is played by Taylor. She's every bit the drinker and bottom feeder that he is. Factotum hardly soft pedals these people. We see them at their physically and verbally abusive worst. But superior acting by Dillon and Taylor allows us a glimpse of the sweetness and the incongruity that coexist with the squalor and bad behavior. Chinaski is as deadly serious about his career as Bukowski was. In a voiceover, he says,
"If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start.
If you do that," he says, "you will be alone with the gods. It is the only good fight there is." It's a credo that kept the character and his creator alive and kicking, and does the same for this unexpected film.
Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times, and for Morning Edition.